From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
The psalmist records in Psalm 42, verse number 1, As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. I'm sure everybody listening to this broadcast today has experienced the feeling of thirst at some time or another. It's maybe not such a problem in an affluent society like the one in which we live, where water and beverages are readily available, but thirst is a feeling common to man. It's one of the most intense feelings that a person can have. Thirst dictates a person's need, and thirst also drives a person to meet that need. The Christian, however, is a person who is supernaturally altered concerning this present world in which we live. There's no thirst for the things of this age, no thirst for the things of this world in the sense of looking for things to satisfy the longings and the desires of the soul. The Lord Jesus Christ said that He is the bread of life, and whoever comes to Him will never hunger, and he that believeth on the Lord shall never thirst. It's like the hymn writer who said, There's no thirsting for the things of the world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly my night was turned to day, and all the shadows fled away, because the Comforter abides with me. If a child of God has a strong desire for the world, there is something wrong. But there is a thirst, and there is a hunger, and there is a desire that the Christian does have. God's servant David here in Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2, declares that as the hart or as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. This psalm that we have read two verses of together today is a prayer, and David is expressing to God the desire and the thirst of soul that he has for his Redeemer. Although this is a poetic psalm, nevertheless, the experience that David had for God was something real. Verse number 7, he says, Deep calleth unto deep. And out of the depths of David's soul, he's able to say to God, Lord, you know that I'm hungry. Lord, you know that I'm thirsty for you. And I want to speak for a while today upon the important subject of soul thirst for God. Maybe you're listening to this broadcast tonight and you're a Christian. Do you have a thirst, a hunger, a desire in your soul for God? Can you say, as the psalmist said, As the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Let me say something about the causes of soul thirst. As the hart panteth after the water brooks. Inwardly, the deer thirsts because of its nature. It's evident that the deer or the hart in Scripture is deemed to be a clean animal. Back in the book of Deuteronomy, animals were divided into clean and unclean. And one of the marks of a clean animal was the fact that it parted the hoof. The clean animal had a divided or a cloven hoof. And the deer has a cloven hoof. The horse doesn't, but the deer does. And so the deer is a clean animal. That cloven hoof represented a separated walk, a walk separated from this world, and it was the nature of the deer, of the clean animal, to thirst. If it did not thirst, it would end up being malnourished. But the camel was deemed to be an animal that was unclean, and we all know that a camel has a hump upon its back. and that hump is used for storing water, so the camel does not know thirst in the same sense that the deer does, because it's a different nature entirely. And so it is with a Christian and a non-Christian. A Christian has no thirst for the things of this world, but a Christian has a thirst for the things of God. A non-Christian does hunger and desire strongly the things of this world, but the non-Christian does not have a desire in their heart for God. If a Christian has no hunger, and if a Christian has no thirst, it's a sign of sickness. You go into any hospital today, visit any patient, and more often than not, one of the evidences of sickness is that the person has lost their appetite. But the causes of soul thirst inwardly are not just because of nature, but also because of necessity. For a thirsty deer, water is a priority, or it faints. The deer needs water, and so it is with the Christian. Communion with God becomes a priority, something that the Christian longs for, something that the Christian desires, something that the Christian seeks after on a daily basis. If I drank water today, that wouldn't suffice me for tomorrow or for the day after or for 2 weeks' time, and so it is with the Christian. The Christian desires fellowship with God every single day. For the Christian, it's something that's not just a luxury, but it's something that's an absolute necessity. And I find it amazing that some of God's children, so-called, can go for days without fellowship with God, without fellowship in the Word, without prayer, and without even the desire to be in God's house, worshipping God with God's people. Without water, the deer cannot sustain herself or look after her young. Maybe today you're a Christian, and you've got a young family. I wonder, do you provide in a spiritual sense for your young? Do you bring them to the house of God? Do you pray with your family? Do you have a family altar? Many years ago, all Christians would have had a family altar. A time during the day whenever the family would have got together around an open Bible, read the scriptures, talked about the things of God, and prayed together, but that seems now to be a thing of the past. The causes of soul thirst are not only inward, but sometimes the causes of soul thirst are outward. David is the psalmist here, and David has fled from Zion into the wilderness. Zion was the place where God dwelt in Jerusalem in those days. And because he's removed from Zion and he's in the wilderness, not only does he have a physical thirst, but he's also got a soul thirst for God's house. Some people thirst because not only of distance, but also because of drought. Drought will cause the deer to run. The deer will not stop until it gets its thirst quenched. Scripture makes it clear, and nature does too, that the deer is an animal that's very swift upon its feet. And the deer would sooner die running than to fall in the wilderness. I wonder today, during this time of spiritual drought that we're living in, whenever many people are turning away from God, and when there are philosophies that are coming in and oppressing God's people, I wonder, are you concerned? Do you have a desire for God, a desire for Christ, a desire for prayer, a desire for revival? But the deer also becomes thirsty because of the hunt. Whenever the deer is being hunted, it knows that its life is in danger, and it will run and run and run until it gets to a river to cross over that living stream, that living water, to break the scent, as it were. And because of the hunt, the deer thirsts after the water brooks. And so it is with David. David here was flying from Absalom, running from Absalom, running into the wilderness, running away from the temple, filled with doubts and fears, but all the while longing for God's presence. The devil is described in Scripture as being our adversary, and as he pursues us as God's people, it creates within us that desire for God and that desire for the living water. But the deer also thirsts because of the heat. The heat of the noonday sun causes the deer to thirst and desire water. And so it is with the Christian. The heat, the trials, and even the persecution at times in the Christian life give us that desire for God. And so these are some of the causes of soul thirst. But what is the object of soul thirst? Well, it's said here in verse number 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. It doesn't pant after the ponds and after the lakes, but it pants after the water brooks, the streams, not where the water is stagnant, but where the water is living, and where the water is flowing, and where the water is running, and where the water is fresh. He thirsts for God. God is a living God. Christianity is not something that's dead and barren and stagnant. And so it is with us as God's people. We shouldn't desire to go to a place of worship that's dead and dry and stagnant, where there's nothing of God, nothing of Christ, nothing of God's word. The Christian will desire to go to the place where he gets fed and gets that thirst for God to some degree or other satisfied. Water brooks. These are not the large places. The water brooks are not the places that the crowds would flock to. The crowds flock to the seaside and to the lakes and to the picturesque places, but the deer, if it knows that it's going to have its thirst quenched, it goes to the water brooks. And oftentimes the water is the freshest, nearest its source. Scripture asks the question, who shall ascend into the hill of God, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, he hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord, even righteousness from the God of his salvation. And that's where we get to the water brooks, to the living water, in the mountain top, alone with God. The last thing that I want to say in closing is to make mention of some of the promised blessings for the thirsty soul. Whenever the Lord Jesus Christ stood preaching at the foot of a mountain, and preached that wonderful sermon that we know as being the Sermon on the Mount, he said, "Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Do you long to be filled? Do you long to be satisfied? Then hunger and thirst for Christ. John 7, 37 to 39, the Lord Jesus Christ stood at a great feast, and he cried with a loud voice, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And this spake he of the Spirit. The Lord promises to fill with the Spirit, even to the point of overflowing, those that are thirsty. Isaiah 44 verse 3, the Lord says, "I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground." Revival is whenever dry ground becomes flooded. And dear friends, today we need revival. I long for revival, and I trust that the Lord will raise up a people that are hungry and thirsty, a people who God can pour out his Spirit upon and can experience God's richest blessing. Revive thy work, O Lord. Create soul thirst for thee, and hungering for the bread of life, O may our spirits be. I trust that you'll have that hunger and that thirst and that desire for God, because it's only God that can satisfy the soul of man. May God bless you and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT 52 1WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knocklin Grove, Coleraine, BT 52 1WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloy Finn Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266. 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.